Strap yourself in, Slats. Friday night, going to be massive. Roosters up against the Cowboys at Allianz Stadium.
How do you know what I get up to on Friday night? Sorry.
I said strap yourself in. Don't get someone to tie you down.
Oh, sorry.
There's a little bit of a difference. It's going to be a belter of a game. Roosters up against the Cowboys, Friday, Allianz. And the winner will go on to play the Rabbitohs. A man who's going to be out there in the thick of it, rampaging his way downfield, is Boyd Cordner, the Roosters forward. G'day, Boyd.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Hey, no second chances this weekend, mate.
No, mate. You know, we earned the right to get this opportunity to get a second chance. But as you said, it's do or die now. And, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge.
Mate, you beat the Rabbitohs in the final round. I think after that, no one saw you losing against the Panthers. It was a stunning display by the Panthers, I've got to say.
Yeah, for sure. They've been unreal all year. They're a side that just doesn't go away, and you know, they do the little things right, and they take their opportunities. They've got some great players there, and I think Matty Moylan has played some outstanding footy, and also Jamie Stoward in his return to NRL has been great as well for them. And I suppose it's all their side as well. They just keep turning up for each other, and they're getting the job done. So yeah, it's credit to them. They played, you know, pretty good, and we went at our best, and, you know, they got the got to go through to the to the prelim anyway.
Yeah, same thing anyway, boy. they get to march on. Mate, just on that, you know, because it was such a dramatic finish to that game, the mental letdown from that game, how long does that carry over for you guys, or can you brush it aside pretty quickly and pick yourselves back up?
Yeah, for myself personally, it was pretty, you know, you don't want to lose any sort of football game, but just the sort of how we lost it and, you know, being the semi-final and all that, it was pretty tough to take, but it's something you have to brush pretty quickly and you have to move on. You can't dwell on it too much, otherwise you find yourself playing on Friday night and, you know, you haven't prepared as well and, you know, so we sort of try to brush that under the carpet as quick as we could and focus on Cowboys because they're going to be, that's another really tough game for us. And I think they've probably been the important team of the comp so far. So it's definitely going to be a big ask for us and we're going to have to be at our best.
Minnie was the one who took a lot of the blame himself, Boyd. He came out and sort of said, look, it was my fault, which I didn't see it that way. I mean, there's plenty of moments in a footy game.
Yeah, no way. I think from the start, I think it was a team effort because we didn't play anywhere near our best footy in the first half and we didn't set our game up and, you know, it's really hard to give a quality side like Penrith for a lot of ball and, you know, we spent a lot of juice and, yeah, I don't think it was Minnie's fault at all. It wasn't anyone's fault. It was a team performance and we know we have to be better than that and, you know, it's lucky we got a second chance. Otherwise, we would have been out the door. But, you know, we got to capitalise on this now and we're pretty focused and we know what has to get done.
Yeah, mate, particularly in that opening 40, you couldn't even get to your fifth tackle options. You know, the lack of completion, is that just like one of those things that happens and you hope it doesn't happen again sort of stuff? Because, you know, your completion's pretty good normally.
Yeah, it is. Especially lately it has been. I think if we complete the ball and, you know, play that sort of footy, we're pretty tough to beat.
Yep.
And we've sort of spoken about that, but yeah, it is pretty hard. No one means to drop the ball. It's just one of those things, I guess. And I guess it's good sort of to get it out of the way now and hopefully we can, you know, put in a stronger performance against the Cowboys.
Yeah, how do you weigh up the Cowboys? Obviously, their halves are playing extremely well, but they've got some big boppers as well.
Yeah, for sure. Their full pack's outstanding. A couple of test props and Gavin Cooper and Jason Taumalolo. In fact, all their fullbacks been great for them, and I think Kane Lynette has been pretty good too. And also Jonathan Thurston, can't forget about him.
He goes but, okay.
They've been playing some great footy, and you know, Paul Green's got them going awesome at the right time of the season. So we're going to have to be pretty good. You know, they're coming down here. And we don't want to sort of end our run here. We want to keep going. So it's, it's going to be a pretty good game.
Absolutely. Boyd, just one of our listeners wants us to ask you, are you in doubt for Friday night, or are you going to be okay?
No, I'll be sweet, mate. I just tweaked an old injury in my knee. So I'll be okay, mate. Be all good.
That's good. And, mate, and actually, you're a much stronger side. This Jake Friend comes back. You've got Aiden Guerra coming back. So it's nearly all troops on board.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's massive to have Friendy back. I think he's been probably our best player all year. And, you know, to miss his sort of experience and workload there in the middle, it'll be handy to have him back. And also Aiden, you know, it's been, a breakthrough year for Aiden. And we need him out there too. So we'll give the boys a lot of confidence, and it's really good to have him back.
Good on you, Boyd. It'll be a amazing game, I think. It'll be a tight one, but hopefully you guys can get up.
That's the one.
Well done, Boyd.
Thank you very much.